Life sustains itself by cell division. So does cancer. Breast cancer cells multiply faster because of CDK4/6 proteins. But what if we could block those proteins and stop runaway cell division? To that end, Dana-Farber scientists laid the foundation for CDK4/6 inhibitors, new drugs that are increasing the survival rate for many advanced breast cancers. Dana-Farber's momentum of discovery keeps finding new ways to outmaneuver cancer. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
What do we know about the company that did the app to report votes in the Iowa caucuses, where there are still no official results on this morning after? I'm David Brancaccio in New York. It's not clear why the results of the Iowa caucuses are not ready for release. Questions are being raised about mobile software, an app that was supposed to streamline the reporting of vote tallies. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins me now live. Nancy, what happened with this app?
Well, some precincts apparently had trouble downloading it or logging into it. There were a lot of issues in parts of Iowa with poor cell phone service. The Iowa Democratic Party issued a statement saying it found inconsistencies in the reporting of three sets of results.
Now, this app, who makes it and who paid for it?
Well, there are numerous reports pointing to a small company called Shadow, apparently created by a nonprofit digital strategy group called Acronym. But Acronym issued a statement saying it's just an investor in Shadow. It's reading what it calls confirmed reports of Shadow's work with the Iowa Democratic Party and is eagerly awaiting more information from the party. The Iowa Democratic Party reportedly paid around $60,000 for the app.
But Nancy, next steps, I mean, there are some campaigns and an electorate rather interested in who won.
Rather interested, yes. The party says it's using photos of results and a paper trail to validate that all results match. It says this is just a reporting issue. The app didn't go down, and this is not a hack or an intrusion. The party says the underlying data and paper trail are sound, and it's just going to take time to report the results, but it won't say how much time.
All right. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer, thanks. Now, the economy is likely to be a key focus for tonight's election year State of the Union address. Healthcare remains a top issue for voters, according to Gallup polls. Early signals from the White House indicate that President Trump will also emphasize healthcare tonight. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has more.
President Trump, from the start of his administration, has supported rolling back the Affordable Care Act. And this year, several legal challenges went his way. Kate Baker is dean at the University of Chicago's Harris School of Public Policy.
There has been a lot of change around the edges of the ACA in terms of what care is subsidized, what the rules for insurance offering are.
The Trump administration is also working with states to limit who is eligible for Medicaid, allowing states to try out new work requirements for coverage. Jamila Michener researches healthcare policy as an assistant professor at Cornell University. She says the latest figures show the number of people without any kind of insurance is on the rise.
And for the people that are insured, they're paying higher premiums and more out-of-pocket expenses.
The White House says lowering the cost of health care, especially prescription drugs, will be a key theme of the president's address. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.
How are the markets? Well, stock index futures are up sharply this morning, with the Dow future up 298 points, 1.1%. The S&P future up by a similar percentage. Crude oil is up 1.5% after falling into bear market territory yesterday. That's a drop of 20% from a recent peak amid signs China, among others, might use less oil as the coronavirus slows economic activity there.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Palo Alto Networks. As you innovate to transform your business in today's digital world, how do you stay secure? At Palo Alto Networks, our mission is to protect your digital way of life. Whether it's unprecedented opportunities or uncertainties with AI and whatever comes next, we continually deliver innovation to make each day safer and more secure than the one before. More at paloaltonetworks.com.
We'll get the first hard numbers today on how Disney is doing in the video streaming game, its fall to winter results. We'll cover the launch of Disney Plus, but analysts will also be curious about how the coronavirus might affect Disney's profits this current quarter. For example, Disney has shut down its theme parks in Shanghai and Hong Kong until further notice. Marketplace's Jasmine Garst reports.
The entertainment business is notoriously fickle, but John Gerner with Leisure Business Advisors says,
in general, theme parks tended over time to be more stable than the movie and the TV business. Well, now it's almost reversed.
At least in Asia. The spread of the coronavirus means tens of thousands of people won't be visiting two of Disney's major theme parks there. And it's not just Disney. Olivier Ponti is with Forward Keys, a travel analytics company.
A crisis of this magnitude can, you know, send ripple effects across the whole tourism ecosystem. China is the world's number one market in terms of travel spendings.
Particularly considering that the epidemic began raging in the middle of the Chinese Lunar New Year. That's peak tourist season. But Disney will be able to weather the crisis, literally, says John Gerner.
It's similar to a situation that theme parks deal with all the time with weather, where suddenly you'll have a particularly bad weather period. The park would underperform or may even have to close.
The thing is, unlike stormy weather, the coronavirus is turning into a worldwide phenomenon, and it's not clear when it'll pass. The virus has also shut down nearly every movie theater in China, around 70,000 screens that won't be showing Disney movies. Tuna Omobi is an analyst with CFRA Research.
At this point, it's really hard to quantify, you know, what the impact will be from a financial perspective. Obviously, it's going to depend on how long this closure remains.
Disney will have to wait and see how widespread the virus becomes, like everyone else. I'm Jasmine Garst for Marketplace.
And a teachable moment this morning about the difference between a stock going up because the company's actually doing good business versus a stock going up because investors are making a bet the company will maybe someday soon do well. Stock in Zoom Technologies went up more than 13% yesterday. Zoom is a corporate video conferencing system like Skype, WebEx, or GoToMeeting. Zoom has not said it's getting more signups as companies deal with the coronavirus and try to keep the corporate travel down or let people work from home. This is investors' speculation that might happen. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.